Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, we'll be listening to highlights from an Art of Jazz concert presented by Earshot Jazz and the Seattle Art Museum, featuring trombonist and composer Naomi Moon Siegel. Now a resident of Missoula, she grew up on the East Coast and Chicago and holds a degree in jazz trombone from Oberlin, where she studied with Robin Eubanks. Living in Oakland, California, 2006 to 2008, she played in several California jazz festivals and taught at Stanford Jazz Workshop. Moving to Seattle in 2008, she got involved in the world experimental and jazz scenes and developed her own distinctive musical voice inspired by nature, environmental sounds, and African music. Her self-designed musical retreats in Costa Rica, Senegal, and the Gambia provided new inspiration. Naomi Moon Siegel joined with saxophonist Kate Olson for the duo Syrinx Effect, which released the LP A Sky You Could Strike a Match On, featured here on Jazz Northwest. She's also a member of Wayne Horvitz's Royal Room Collective and several other Seattle bands. She moved to Missoula to be closer to nature and family in 2016, but she still considers Seattle to be her musical home. This concert was the first of a West Coast tour ending tonight in San Francisco in support of her new recording, Live at Earshot, recorded during an Earshot Festival concert. Joining Naomi on the new album and in this performance at the Seattle Art Museum are Wayne Horvitz, piano, Sean Wolstenhume, guitar, Jeff Harper, bass, and Eric Eagle on drums. All the music on this concert was composed by Naomi Moon Siegel, and we'll begin with Mama Sanchaba. Thank you. You're listening to the Naomi Moon Siegel Quintet playing an Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum. Naomi Moon Siegel trombone, Wayne Horvitz piano, Jeff Harper bass, Sean Wolstenholm guitar, and Eric Eagle at the drums. And we just heard them playing an original composition by Naomi titled Mama Sanchoba. Coming to you on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with Jazz Northwest and the live music scene around Seattle. Here's Naomi.
We're going to do a brand new tune that's never been performed in public before. This one is called Future Light, and I just composed it recently, inspired by my niece Tula. She's two. She's kind of wild. I think a lot of two-year-olds are, but that's one of the things for me living in Missoula. I get to spend time with my family, which is a real gift, and just like a slower paced community where you run into people instead of having to plan 6 months when you're going to hang out with your friend, you know? In fact, even if you didn't want to see somebody, you're going to see them. So it's like real tight knit community, you know? So anyway, this is Future Light.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna continue with another tune from the new album. This one is called Jamrek. Has anyone been to Jamrek? It used to be a space at 21st and Jackson. It was a really amazing space where I had the pleasure of playing with Chon Diop a lot. Yeah, Chon is actually on the album as well. I wish he was here with us right now to play this tune, but I think he's not around. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, this is a tune that Chon and I wrote together in that space. I chose to name it Jamrek to honor that space because it was just a beautiful place of collaboration and supporting artists and having a lot of amazing events. So this is Jamrek, which is Wolof for peace only.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Naomi Moon Siegel Quintet performing an Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum with Wayne Horvitz on piano, Jeff Harper bass, Sean Wolstenholme on guitar, Eric Eagle on drums. Naomi Moon Siegel on trombone and her compositions, that piece titled Jombrek. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. Here's Naomi.
All right, this is another one from the new album. This one is called Fog Horn.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much. You've been a wonderful audience. I just want to thank the Earshot Jazz crew and the Seattle Art Museum for having this awesome free event. It's pretty amazing. We have one more tune for you all. This last tune that we are going to play is called Fortifying Love. It's a tune that I wrote right after moving to Montana, which also happened to coincide with an election that happened in 2016. And the whole thing was very discombobulating, to say the least. I was walking in the woods behind my house one day, and the idea for this tune came to mind. And the title, Fortifying Love, is really, I think of it as a practice, because it's so easy to stamp labels on people and start treating them like others. And I don't think that really gets us anywhere. So this one is Fortifying Love.
Thank you.
Wayne Horvitz on the piano, Jeff Harper on the bass, Eric Eagle on the drums, Sean Wolstenhume on guitar. My name is Naomi Moon Siegel. Thank you all so much.
Concluding this concert by Naomi Moon Siegel and her quintet, we've just heard a piece titled Fortifying Love. Naomi Moon Siegel on trombone and composer of the music on this concert. Wayne Horvitz was the pianist, Sean Wolstenholm was the guitarist, Jeff Harper on bass, and Eric Eagle on drums, recorded at the Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz series, presented on the second Thursday of each month from 5:30 to 7:30 by Earshot and the Seattle Art Museum. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, Buddha for House Sound, and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbert, Executive Director, for planning and presenting the series. This was a Hatch cover production exclusively for 88.5 FM. Next in this series, featuring women composers and performers, we'll hear LaVon Hardison, a singer from the South Sound. She'll be performing at the Seattle Art Museum on May 9th, 5:30 to 7:30, a free concert. 88.5 KNKX connects you with live music around the sound. There's a Shoro jam this afternoon and a special Shoro session on Monday night at the Couth Buzzard on Greenwood in Seattle. Ann Reynolds, Clave Gringa CD release party at the Royal Room tonight. Kelly Johnson Quartet is at Tula's tonight. Kenny G's at Jazz Alley. Haley Loren will be at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. Maria Grand's Persephone, her story, is a solo performance being presented at the chapel Tuesday night. David Marriott's Triskaideca Band plays at Tula's the same night. Wednesday, Jazz Night School's Big Band Blue plays at the Royal Room. The Bill Anschill Trio will be at the Sylvia Center in Bellingham, and Wally Shoup Quartet plays at Vito's. Also at Vito's on Thursday, Casey McGill's group plays at 5:30, and Marco Giacovallo will be at Vito's starting at 9 on Thursday. The 200 Trio plays the same evening at Egan's Ballard Jam House. Friday, Jacqueline Tabor has a couple of back-to-back gigs. She's performing at the Triple Door Musiquarium at 5, and then goes out to North City Bistro to sing at 8. Mark Lewis Trio plays at Brother Dawn's in Bremerton. And in Seattle, the Spring Quartet with Joe Lovano, Jack DeJohnette, Esperanza Spalding, and Leo Genovese giving a special concert at the Moore Theater. Saturday, Mark Seal's group plays at Tula's. Duende Libre plays at the Tasting Room in Post Alley in the Pike Place Market. For more good things to do and see, check out the KNKX calendar, as well as a very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Next, we'll hear a tune from the new recording by Ann Reynolds' Clave Gringa, titled Joy. The group is having a CD release party tonight at the Royal Room. She makes annual visits to Cuba to study the music and the culture and the people, and she says people also travel to Cuba to see the cars. So I composed a car song, but not a song about the old American cars in Cuba. This is an homage to the old Russian car from the 70s called the Lada. Smoky and prone to breaking down in the middle of a run, they are frequently seen around the streets, running or not, in Cuba. Ann Reynolds on piano, Kelsey Mines bass, Ricardo Guiti timbale, Steve Smith congas and bongo, Daniel Berry on trumpet, Lincoln Adler is the sax man, and Kate Foss does the retro vocal in this piece, which was inspired too by the mambo of Prez Prado and others. This is called the Lada Mambo. Thank you.
the sweetest sounds I've ever heard are still inside my head. The kindest words I've ever known are waiting to be said. The most enchanting sight of all is yet for me to see. And the dearest love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere, somewhere for me. The sweetest sounds I've ever heard are still inside my head. The kindest words love in all the world is waiting somewhere for me, is waiting somewhere.
Kelly Johnson singing The Sweetest Sound, Richard Rodgers' song. Kelly was accompanied by John Hansen on piano, Nathan Peck on bass, and John Wiecan on drums. Before that, Ann Reynolds' Clave Gringa, Ann Reynolds at the piano and her composition about the Russian car in Havana, prone to breaking down as the song does in the middle. From Ann Reynolds' new CD, Joy, she's having a CD release party tonight at the Royal Room, and Kelly Johnson is singing at Tula's tonight. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and the regional jazz scene. 54 years ago this week, Seattle had a major earthquake, April 1965. But that didn't deter us that night from doing a live broadcast down in Pioneer Square, where Joe Williams was on stage at the Penthouse.
Thank you so much and good evening. Welcome to the Penthouse. The wonderful harmony and rhythm that you hear in the background is provided by three very talented young men. On drums, Bill Goodwin. On bass, Jim Hewitt. And at the piano, Mike Melvoin, the Mike Melvoin Trio. And for those of you that tuned in late or came in late, I'm sure you remember me. I'm my mother's only son, Doug McClure. Here's a pretty song written by Alan Bergman and Lou Spence, inspired by an up-and-coming star, all of 35 or 40 years old, a man named Fred Astaire. That face, that face, that wonderful face, it shines, it glows all over the place. And how I love to watch it change expressions. Each look becomes the prize of my possessions. I love that face, that face. It just isn't fair. You must forgive the way that I stare. Oh, never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, that face, that face. My crazy heart in such a tangle. It drives me simply wild from any angle. I love those eyes and those lips and that fabulous smile. When she laughs, then spring goes right out of style. Never, never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace your face. That face, that face, that face, that face, that face. That face, I love to look in your face. Warm, friendly face. Sweet, gentle face. I love that face. Thank you. I'm singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. Sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, there's a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing and swinging and singing with Mike Melvoin and the trio. Play pretty for the pretty people. All over the place. Come on, let it rain. There's a smile on my face. We'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing and swinging in the rain.
Joe Williams and the trio.
That was Joe Williams at the Penthouse back in 1965. 54 years ago this week, Joe Williams was on stage there for that live broadcast. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again next week at this same time. Hope you can join us then. We have a podcast, or you can stream us at jazznw.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.